You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Steve, how to transition from traditional brick and mortar business to network marketing? traditional brick and mortar business, is low profit margins, right? You have overhead, you have expenses, you know, just up the wazoo. You know, like any of you ever own a restaurant, you know that 15% profit margin is like, dang, wow, we're killing it, right? And so it's still at the end of the day, like what's involved in any business, right? Any business, I would say it boils down to, prospecting, marketing, delivering, which as a network marketer, you don't have to worry about nearly as much, right? Because the company's going to ship the product, the company's going to write the checks, the company's going to do the research, the company's going to do the patents and the trademarks and all that stuff. And so they're going to handle supply chain management, they're going to handle human resources. So there's a lot of stuff you just don't have to worry about when you're in network marketing versus a traditional business. But there are still some things you need to worry about. And that is, how are you getting in front of people? How are you marketing? How are you, who are you reaching out to? Whether it's cold market, warm market, you know, whatever. And so I think a lot of times with a traditional brick and mortar business, you can get tangled up because there's so many things to do. Now, a network marketer who's never owned another business, they may not be able to understand what I'm saying here, but like, let's say you run a chiropractor's office, right? I mean, you got to worry about billing. You got to worry about the signage out front. You got to worry about who runs the, you know, who runs the desk, who's answering the phones, how much are we paying for the phones, the phone system. Is my equipment up to date? Like you have to think about so many things. So you can get inundated by doing a lot of things that don't ever produce income. With network marketing, you have to be a little bit more creative to overthink your job. People are successful at overthinking all the time, but you have to be a little bit more creative, right? And so in network marketing, your job is to get customers and get reps. That's your job. And so your mission is to speak to human beings, right? You don't have to ship it. You don't have to cut the check. You don't have to, you know, figure out currency conversion. The software is going to do that for you, right? There's so much you don't have to figure out. And so at the end of the day, your success in network marketing is going to depend on two major things. How many people did I ask if they were open to taking a look at my product, service, or opportunity this week? Number one. And number two, how did I maintain my perspective and mindset throughout the week? Those are the two big things. That's the two big things. Now there's nuances, right? There's, you know, posture, position, you know, there's nuances in those two things, but those are the two things. How did I maintain my perspective and mindset? How many people did I ask each week? Are they open to taking a look at my product, service, or opportunity? And if you're not, and someone might say, well, no one's reaching out to me. Well, then you got to reach out to people, right? I mean, if you had a chiropractor office or a real estate office or a restaurant or whatever, and no one was coming in the restaurant, would you just be like, whoa, no one's coming in. Nothing I can do. No, you would like join a networking group. You would start posting on social media. You would hand out flyers, right? Because you have overhead that you need to pay for. You know, I have a buddy that owned a restaurant, and just for the brick oven to make pizzas, it was $80,000. Now, pizza is a high profit product, right? Probably costs a couple bucks to make and they sell them for, you know, 20 or whatever. But how many $18 profits do you need to make 80 G's back and then start actually making a profit? And that's where network marketers, they don't really understand that perspective. They don't understand that perspective of business. The traditional business owner shucking and jiving, you know, to make 10% profit. Whereas the big issue with the top earners in network marketing is paying their IRS bill because it's such high profit.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.